What did your little brother think of Robin actually existing?
I don't know if he actually even listened to that episode.
You should get him and see what, because he thought she was a fictional character.
Well, to be fair, he thought that she was a fictional character produced by your grief-stricken mind.
Why was I grief-stricken?
You just seem like you're grief-stricken.
Does she have a cool accent? Does she have like the cool Irish accent?
Yeah, you've never heard her talk?
I've never heard her talk.
She lives near Drimnagh. Well, I shouldn't say
Drimnagh?
She lives around a place named Drimnagh. She rode the bus down Drimnagh once.
Does she live in the Shire?
No, that's New Zealand.
That's the Hobbits.
I know. But I'm trying to be an asshole.
Did
you guys just me with Lord of the Rings shit? That just happened.
What? We were an asshole the entire time about Irish bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just kept on asking
you. I said McGillicuddy once,
is cream there, or just cream? Is it not Irish?
It's just
cream?
Baileys, actually.
Just Baileys? Just
yes,
Baileys.
Because they all drink straight alcohol, you asshole.
Yeah,
they do.
Fucking jerk. The Irish are a proud culture. Who went?
Was
it Ireland or Scotland who went through the...
Oh, you get these mixed up all the time, Russ, and you can't do this.
Was James... No, James Joyce, Dublin, so...
James Joyce was
the
Ulysses.
They were the ones that had the Enlightenment,
That's what makes you...
Did you even make a single James Joyce joke? Are we fucked up or what?
No, I made a Ulysses joke.
Oh, yeah. I think we did.
Remember back in the day when we just hated Irish people? Remember?
You just made a Homestuck joke.
I made a Homestuck joke earlier today.
It's the Ulysses of the internet.
Hey, guys! Welcome to America! And we hate the Irish. Fuck you, Irish.
What's that?
That was like the Radio Men.
That was at Homestuck.
That was in Homestuck?
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
Wait, that was in Homestuck?
Homestuck's fucking racist. Yeah, it was. It was pretty rough. I had a podcast about that, so I'm an expert.
I thought Monty was just saying garbage.
I was just trying to be funny.
You failed.
Content is unsalvageable.
It's terrible. Welcome one to all the Hogcast Speedy Delivery, the number one independent Sonic Pizza podcast on the planet. I'm your host, Russ Walsh. With me, as always, is my co-host, Alan Black. And this week, we have our highest recurring guest host. That's right. Weepy Sweet Monty, a.k.a. Lamont. He's here. He's ready to talk up some Sonic, some pizza.
Is he our highest recurring?
What episode is this? What number? Overall, including Everyday Monster.
He's been on 3, and Robbie's been on 2.
Okay.
Yeah. That's true.
Yes, sure.
When we're desperate, we bring this cum man back on, and he spouts cum everywhere, and we get more downloads than usual.
Yep.
People are like flies to the honey, except
flies
to cum.
Am I the podcast thought?
Love honey. Only Yuri girls and Dirty Dojins have love honey. That's a big difference.
That's true. And horny bears from anime.
No, don't. I'm dirty down there.
Dirty down there?
And they're all so dirty.
What are they doing down there?
Why, they're so fucking dirty.
Clean your fucking pussy, yo.
Hey, Russ's mom. Hey, Alan's little brother. Obama.
My mom's only listened to one episode, but she still brings the chili boob up often.
Oh, yeah, the chili boob's real good. Let's tell Monty about the chili boob. I don't know if he's heard about it.
The chili boob is our biggest hit out of the podcast besides the Robin Minute.
Tell him about it.
Okay, imagine this. You get a tot balloon.
Nubile balloon.
A nubile balloon. Fill it with chili. On the nipple part, you draw you circle it with a Sharpie and then
form
put a
an
tip at the dot. Yeah, form an areola. Then you pop it with a safety pin, and you suck out the chili from the chili boob.
All right.
How do you feel about that, Monty?
How do I feel about it?
Yeah, how do you feel?
I just think of that, remember The Office, where that dude is carrying a bowl of chili and, like, drops it?
I don't remember The Office.
I don't remember The Office either. I only watched that clip. But he spills the chili, big bowl of chili.
Big Office fan, I hear.
And he rolls around in it, and it's a disaster. That's what I was just thinking.
Well, folks, we brought our big office fan.
Look, I was a Scrubs boy. I was a Scrubs boy growing up.
Yeah, I don't want no Scrubs. Scrubs guy can't get no love from me.
I hated
hanging
the office.
On the passenger side of his best
Donald Faison, get your ass out of here.
Trying to holler.
And I tried watching The Office as a kid. I was like, where's the flashbacks? And there wasn't any. It's just interviewing.
Where's the D phase? I gotta get my phase up.
Where's the phase?
Where's Zach Braff talking about the friend zone?
Iron Man 2? You're like, there's Don Cheed, but where's the phase? I'm very confused.
Hey, gotta get my phase on, man.
What if at the end of Infinity War, it turns out that Thanos was Donald Faison? Let's think about that for a second.
I think the Todd's the reason why I'm gay.
What if... I think Donald Faison would be a good Silver Surfer, to be honest with you.
That would be true. What if Galactus actually kidnapped Donald Faison and replaced him with Donald.
Galactus is Zach Braff. Donald Faison is the Silver Surfer. And that janitor is Nova.
Is this Marvel characters?
Yes.
Yeah. Wait, the janitor is the... Are you talking about the guy who found Mark Ruffalo when he was naked?
No, the janitor from Scrubs.
Oh, that's, that one guy.
He's cool. He has his own TV show now.
The dad in Mean Girls.
It's true.
I never watched Mean Girls, but people reference it all the time.
Or you should. I don't know. I'm not...
I had these friends who were twins. I had these friends who were twins, and they went to their house for their birthday once, and we watched Mean Girls. And it was... I guess.
Do they talk at the same time in a like in a monotone?
No.
And threaten to kill you all the time?
They're both eccentric people with their own personalities, the rest are human beings.
Oh, they're not some sort of like hive mind or gestalt intelligence?
No.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Sadly.
Is there a Marvel character that are an evil pair of twins? Am I crazy?
There's actually several, I believe. You've got the Stepford Cuckoos.
Cuckoos? They fight the Doom Patrol or some shit.
No, but is it the Stepford or what is it? They work for the Hellfire Club.
Shit. Cuckoo Bird.
They sexy?
No,
are they weird
I don't.
Bondage monsters?
No, I think they're like underage, but it's really difficult for me to tell.
Hey,
if
remember
they
with sex the, remember when who's the fucking guy who wrote the X-Men?
I'm looking at the Stepford Cuckoos right now. Nope, they're sexy. Never mind.
Yeah, of course they are.
They got sexed up. Somebody sexed them up.
Who's the guy
who
made the X-Men famous and did the Phoenix Saga? Oh my god.
I don't know. Grant Morrison.
Remember when that guy... No, Grant Morrison didn't do that. Come on. Remember when that guy who made the X-Men famous invented a, like, evil bondage club as one of the X-Men's top villains?
You mean the Hellfire Club?
Yeah, they were essentially like a weird S&M club.
Oh, you're thinking
also...
you're thinking of Chris Claremont, Russ.
Yeah, Chris Claremont invented an evil S&M club that was trying to take over the world.
I mean,
that's what they were. Come on, no, who here has read that Marvel history book?
I mean, the Hellfire Club. Emma Frost is the ultimate thought.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm very into Emma Frost.
Emma Frost is good. Let's
all
agree.
She can turn her body into diamond.
Yeah, diamonds are forever.
Now, what if you were having sex with Emma Frost and she turned her body into diamond and then just like obliterated your dick
or cut it off?
I don't know if it would cut it off, but
clean. Well, if you're a Guro fan, it maybe. I don't know. Are there different sects of Guro who are in like crushing and others that are into slicing? Let's avoid that topic. Let's keep moving on.
Well, no, I think they classify it into D&D damage types. Some of them are into blunt damage. Some of them are into slashing damage. Some are into piercing. There's some that are into radiant damage. I don't know what they're up to.
You set fire to me. Weak against... Oh, man.
You cast Shatter on me.
Dungeons & Dragons is actually masochists. It was originally Gygax designed as masochists.
Yeah, that's where the dungeons came in.
Yeah, exactly. They had to soften it up. And all that damage type stuff was just what the monsters were into. That's why they were weaker against it.
Yeah. It was originally just a game where you tried to get the monsters to come fastest.
Why were white guys with beards in the 70s so into like S&M and stuff?
Hey, Russ, think about this. White guys with beards now are still into that stuff.
That's true. You got me there.
They're also into communism. Alas. And Mayan coffees.
Mayan coffees.
What is that? Okay.
Fucking sriracha, putting sriracha in their coffees.
Fucking gentrifying my fucking coffee. Get out of here, you motherfuckers.
Sounds good. Speaking of sounding good, 2016, it's a new year, everybody.
Yeah.
Things are looking up. Nothing dark's been going on with me. I'm still killing it.
I mean, I guess you are.
I bet when does the new FBA league start?
Oh, the Furry Basketball Association?
Yeah, the Furry Basketball Association.
I don't know, Monty.
It's happening right now. It's happening right now. We're in season. We're in season, boys.
How's the Seattle Summit killing it?
Are they? I didn't check the Rockets.
I don't know. Are they killing it? I'm not a big sportsman.
How about my boy McKee?
How's McKee?
You know what? If I'm on again, if I interview these dudes on my podcast, I'll let you know.
What's your podcast again?
Basketball Adventure.
Basketball Adventure?
Yes.
Ask his balls.
We do talk about asses on the Basketball Adventure.
And
you
kissing.
Do you guys kiss ass and balls?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm actually into this now.
Sounds like a good show. Speaking of good shows, Lucha Underground. Did you see that segue? My segues are back on point this week.
Yeah, yeah, your regular Paul
took a
Blart
while to reboot. Yeah, I used that joke on my TV show.
I hate that. You took that from me.
Maybe I did. Guess what, bastard. Motherfucker? I got a printed money. Hollywood, call me. Ring, ring. Anyway.
Hold on. Who picked up? it's me, Froom Guy.
Froom Guy, you're in Hollywood now.
I'm bumping elbows on the red carpet.
Whose elbows?
It's Jack Nicholson's. He just keeps bumping me with Jackie his elbow.
Shouldn't he be at the... He missed the Lakers just to rub elbows with you?
He's really just rubbing my elbows.
I can't believe I missed the Lakers.
I feel like I walked into like a morning zoo show, and just like things are happening around me. I don't know what's going on. I'm kind of in a blur.
Hey, oh, let's get our crazy soundboard out here. Auga. Fart noise.
Woo!
Here's the time where we call people on the street and tell them to flash a bus.
Hey, what do you think about Lindsay Lohan's Bazonkers Citizen?
I don't know. I haven't seen her forever because she's not really famous anymore.
Wait a minute. Are you the new Casper Hauser?
Yeah, I stumbled into civilization. I haven't seen Lindsay Lohan.
I haven't seen her since the Parent Trap remake. What's happened to her?
Alan, weren't we in a Skype call once? We looked up Lindsay Lohan on like Google, like looked up her nudes.
Oh, I know. I told you. You were talking about Lindsay Lohan's boobs, and I said, oh, you could see her boobs in the film Machete.
Oh, what about the one where she was a stripper who got her leg cut off?
Oh, that was the one where she got her arm cut off, and she got a robot arm. It was
no.
I Know Who Killed Me.
She got a robot arm?
She got a robot arm.
Did she become Imperator Furiosa?
Basically. It was I Know Who Killed Me.
Oh, man, that's the sequel to Mad Max. Pretty wild.
That was a Flophouse episode. That's how I know it. It's because she did some like half-hearted stripping that never really went anywhere. And then she got her arm chopped off and then got a prosthetic arm and then like killed like her evil twin or some bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Anyway, Lucha Underground.
Lucha Underground. Something equally as crazy. We met a man who had a robot arm and a robot legs. A robot everything because he was a fucking machine. That's right, folks. This is Cage's time to shine? Or time... What's the opposite of shine?
There isn't a word for opposition.
What's the opposite of
time to dark? Dampen.
Dark. Time to dark. Time to dark.
Darken.
I don't think the light-dark dichotomy exists in the 21st century. That's offensive.
It's all shades of gray.
I apologize.
50 shades of gray.
Hey, Alan, what do black holes do?
What do black holes do?
What do black holes do, Alan?
I don't feel like explaining this, Monty.
What do the black keys do?
Make bad music.
I watch Big Bang Theory. I've seen what they say.
The Big Bang Theory is where you get your science facts from?
Yeah. Monty called me the other day, and he's like, Alan, Sheldon fucked his girlfriend.
I mean, he did.
Lamont gets all of his... science from Neil deGrasse complaining. Neil deGrasse. That's Neil deGrasse Tyson.
To be fair, Alan does this about anime. Anytime he's watching anime and like something slightly scientific happens, he goes, "Look at this fucking shit." He's like the Neil deGrasse Tyson
of
anime.
Can't crawl on the sand.
I hate
BBA that. Can't crawl on the sand.
Ugh, but Neil deGrasse Tyson. I hate that he even had to like call some shit about.
I hate that you and Neil deGrasse Tyson are fucking.
Alan, just hurry up and fuck Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah, kiss him.
You know his strong scientific thighs.
I'm gonna fucking nut on
he's
that
kinda,
guy.
He's kind of like the machine.
He's kind of like the machine.
He fucked up.
He keeps reminding me that he's a machine. He tore up my belt. And my pants fell down.
Anyway, the night started with a fight between Mil Muertes and Phoenix. Good fight, good match. Mil Muertes got. Actually, it was a bad match because I like Mil Muertes more than Phoenix.
True. Mil Muertes was just laying on Phoenix the entire time, and then at the very end, he did like a power bomb on him, and then Phoenix like reversed it and like held him down and pinned him somehow. I don't know how it happened.
It was terrible. That was not right.
It felt like a trick.
Is that the dude with the big butt?
Yeah, big butt guy.
Big butt carries the souls of a thousand dead loved ones.
So big, he had like two because he had like muscles. You know, people who work out have these things called muscles. And he had these muscles.
I don't
on his
have
butt.
Those.
What are those? Like, what are those like?
The glutes. That's what the normies call.
Can you store pizza in them? Pizza nutrients, and then
can you store like knowledge in them?
Or like a pizza camel?
Alan, shut up, you asshole! You motherfucker! You're storing pizza pockets in there. You bitch.
I hate pizza pockets. I hate fucking.
You know
pockets.
What I mean? You're not. Your muscles ain't got nothing but Cheeto dust on them. There's no fucking knowledge on.
I hate Cheetos too. You picked the two things I hate, Russ.
You what?
gourmet Domino's
pizza sauce.
That's what he goes for.
Yeah, yeah.
I was about to say ranch dressing, and then I forgot you don't like ranch dressing either. Macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, I hate that too. Ugh.
I don't know anything about you. We're strangers to
each other.
What does Alan even eat? He doesn't like that. Wait, he just eats guacamole and fucking chips and salsa.
Yeah, I'm like a camel, and that all of my muscles are filled with guacamole for my long treks through the desert.
Your camel. I thought you said a candle at first.
A candle.
You burn it. You burn me at both ends, you motherfucker.
No, it seems to me I'm like a candle in the wind.
Yeah. Because you're going to go out anytime. I'm the wind. But wowoosh. Ba-boom. Get ready, motherfucker. Ouch.
So anyway, the second match was a six-person tag team between the three dudes that, like...
The Mexico City dudes.
Mexico City dudes. You had Argento. You had Superfly. And you had Aerostar.
Yeah. And it was Argenis.
Argenis, not Argento. Yeah. Yeah. They both mean silver.
It was Argenesis. He wore a Sonic cosplay.
His name does mean silver or something similar to that in Spanish. So,
mm-hmm. Other joke, he can feel in the air tonight. And he saw somebody drown.
Like that song. You mean like that song, that Phil Collins song about the guy who saw that other guy drowning? But didn't, mm-hmm. and then at the concert he found him. That's kind of. Oh wait, I can't remember the rest of the lyrics.
I have a funny thing about that song.
What's up? About
you know,
that?
You know the band Daughtry, the 2000s band.
No.
Band Daughtry.
Yeah, I do.
The dude who won American Idol or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, I saw these dudes in concert at the Sturgis Bike Rally in South Dakota. They're there with the Three Doors Down and Hinder. Daughtry is the middle act, and the lead singer took out like this loudspeaker or whatever that thing is, you know. And he was singing through that and he put the microphone in front of it, and I think he thought it sounded like a cool echo thing, but it was just like the worst sounding thing ever.
Yeah, because that's super feedback.
And he sang the entire Phil Collins song like that. And like,
I was just making a reference to that one reference to the Phil Collins song in the song Stand by Eminem, which isn't a very good song.
Is it about his stand?
No, it's Stan.
You know, Stan users attract each other.
No, it's actually just bad.
Anyway, speaking of bad things, Mr. Cisco, Bale, and Cortez fucked up our Mexico City boys, and we're just bad dudes. You'd expect more from Mr. Cisco because he has a family and kids. He has fucking Mister in his name, and it's fucked up.
That's true.
And on to the main event. A big one: Puma versus Cage.
We got to see an interview with Vampiro and Puma and his manager Conan, mm-hmm. and Conan's just been they've really laid on that he's just a jerk, huh?
I don't think he's a jerk. I think there's a dark history there.
He's over controlling.
He's trying to regain his glory days, and he's losing sight of what he really wanted all along, which was friendship with Prince Puma.
And you liked Conan before, right, Alan? You liked Conan. You liked him?
I kind of liked him before because he was just kind of like didn't take no lip from anybody. No. Now he's just like
he's just
out of control.
He's just lip.
He's just lip.
Yeah, he's like lip from the game Panel Day Pod.
You guys don't like showboating,
and he swings
either,
around
right?
a magic farm.
Neither of you.
No showboating.
Man, come on, Alan.
That's why I like Mil Muertes, because anytime somebody showboats on Mil Muertes, he just like immediately like clotheslines them and knocks them out of like instantly.
See, I don't like showboating, but I do like style.
I like style, yeah.
But then that's what Cage lacks, is style.
See, like, I like Prince Puma's moves because they have style, but sometimes he showboats.
He showboats, and that's his downfall. As we all know, in the ancient Greek myths, you know, the original stories by the masters.
Euripides.
Euripides and CC's pizza.
You motherfucker.
I was going to say Cicero, but I couldn't remember if that was a...
Yeah, CC's pizza. The buffet storyteller.
The buffet teller. Socrates. No, he never told a story.
Socrates.
Socrates.
Who's the lady from the Isle of Lesbos?
Sapphos?
I don't think so.
I love how I've been to Greece. I just completely forgot all of this.
Isn't it Sapphos? Because isn't the word sapphic mean lesbian?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's just talk about Priapus, the god of dicks.
But yes, she's from the island Lesbos. Yeah. That's who we meant.
Shout out to Lenore.
I was on this island in Greece, and it's just full of cats, and it's the worst.
That's fucked up. Is that like that weird that island full of Sappho? Yes, Sappho, the Greek poet from Born on the Island of Lesbos.
Okay, you got me there. You struck me down.
Hey, look, Russ, if there's one thing I know, it's my ancient Greek lesbians.
The original lesbians.
The grandmothers.
Yes.
Anyway, speaking of the grandmother of all fights, we've got a grandmother of all fights. I don't know what that segue was. I was back on point with my segues, and this is really
so. Cage and Prince Puma had a long, drawn out fight. It was brutal.
Prince Puma, brutal. You know, for every good hit Prince Puma got in, Cage took five back.
Can I talk about this fight as someone who's never like watched any amount of like professional wrestling ever?
Sure.
Okay, so. Never watched the show. Don't know him too much. I just know John Cena and the main dudes, The Rock and all that. Mm-hmm. Never really got into Luchador, but this is pretty good. There's this Cage dude. They set him up as his asshole, and also he got attacked by these random dudes on like a parking lot. Like, were these dudes good? Or so like, are these dudes technically good because they're attacking him? I don't know. This is a bunch of hooligans. This show is just full of hooligans. So Cage shows up.
He's got a lot of hooligans.
And Puma.
A bunch of drunk Irishmen in 1920s America?
Yeah. Like these hooligans. But Cage shows up and he's, you know, he's tough shit. Big dude. And
Apologies to Robin and Mark. Sorry, guys. I don't mean to imply things.
And apparently Puma is like the main dude. He's like the John Cena of the Lucha.
Hi, Mark.
And he's good. He jumped around a bunch, hopped around. And it was kind of weird to see him grab this huge man, Cage, who wanted to be a machine. He kept saying, I'm the machine.
He really wants to be a machine.
He's
so
supposed
bad.
To be a machine. He's mm-hmm. supposed
what do you think his favorite anime is? Is it like Chobits or something?
No, he just listens to Vocaloids. Just listens to Vocaloids and loves Chobits.
He loves Vocaloids.
Do you think he watched Full Metal Alchemist? He's like, I wish I got turned into a big metal man like that.
No, he thought it was magic. That's magic, not a machine.
But he wanted to be turned into like a big metal man, like the little brother in that one.
Yeah, so anyway, this match is.
I bet he loves the Centennial Man starring Robot.
It's going back.
No, he probably hates it because he became a man instead of a robot.
Okay, so this match is going back and forth. It seems like either one of them had the upper hand throughout the whole fight. You can't really call between. It seemed like Puma kept getting downed, like 1-2, and then get up at the 2, and then at the end it seems Puma was going to win, and he did win because Cage punched him in the balls. And
kicked him.
And so the ref disqualified him. Puma wins, but the fight still goes on. Cage goes, beats the shit out of Puma, throws the ref outside the ring, breaking his arm or something. And Allen's man, Conan shows up.
Former manager.
With his manager, Puma. He comes up with this cane. I mean, I guess he has a cane. He goes up,
didn't
breaks
that
it against
Bureau this
Cage's
week
back.
Reveal that Conan trained El Chapo himself?
Yeah, he did.
Which is, Alan was very excited. I was excited.
I liked him a lot more then.
Yeah.
And he punches Conan in the head and it bleeds profusely. It was really horrifying. And then he goes and takes the championship belt away and rips it in half and throws it, takes the cane, throws the cane, and it's just mayhem.
He's just flexing in the ring.
Yeah.
It was pretty intense.
And then, after all this was over, we're shown Dario Cueto's office, and then who else appears but that mysterious lady that's been lurking around the temple for weeks now. She's after somebody. I forget what the Japanese word she said was.
Wasn't like...
Was this an origin?
Yeah, it's a mysterious thought.
The mysterious thought.
Yeah.
Retweet now. You will find great joy in 2016.
It was basically a lurch.
Ignore, and you'll be destroyed.
Wonder who she's after. I'm guessing it's Pentagon.
You think it's Pentagon?
Yeah, I think it has to be.
Do you think Pentagon betrayed his samurai master, and she's come for revenge?
Maybe.
That's pretty fucked up. I do declare that is pretty fucked up.
Yeah, this is a really good episode. You guys claimed it's probably like the better episode you've watched recently.
Yeah, it's the best one in like a while.
So like, I think I might have to start. Show's long; it's 40 minutes, and I enjoyed myself.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it is good. It is good.
I almost watched. We just watched another one of those right after that because I want to see what happens. Because it's a good show.
Yeah, I've been. There are several times I've been back for break and been bored and been like, maybe I could sneak a Lucha Underground, but then I know that Alan would like powerbomb me through a table if he found out. So,
you know. I'd smack you with a kendo stick.
True.
So, guys, what about Mucha Lucha? What's that show?
Please, no. We are not talking
Mucha
about
Mucha Lucha. No, Manny Rivera.
We're not talking about Bueno Girl. We're not talking about
The Flea.
We're not talking about Ricochet.
I hate The Flea.
The Flea's good, actually.
I hated The Flea, too. He sucked.
I hate him.
Good.
He's LOL random.
Like, what's the thing with Manny Calavera, too? I fucking hate that.
El Tigre?
Ugh. I don't like him either.
His dad was a superhero, but his grandpa was a supervillain.
Then we should look at a video game.
He was supposed to be like basically like Prince Puma, except shittier.
Okay, good. Yeah. I never had a video. Oh, yeah, it did have a video game. It was a Game of Advance game. I totally had that game.
I hate all these.
I had the Stuart Little game. Game Boy Advance.
Fucking hate Stuart Little.
Because I stole it from my cousin because she didn't play Game Boy anymore. She just had some games lying around. So I got like a copy of like, I think it was Link to the Past, Four Swords Adventure. No, it was it might have been Link's Awakening DX on the actual Game Boy, and and the Stuart Little game, and both. One was clearly much better than the other.
So I've got some questions about Stuart Little. So is he a mouse or is he a person that's like?
He's a mouse.
What's his?
In
he's
the
mouse.
Book, he was a. A child that looked like a mouse.
What?
That's
really?
Fucked up. Yes, yeah, yes, he was a child. He was, yeah.
What about the bird girl? They probably never got to the bird in the book.
No, the bird girl was a bird.
Wait,
didn't,
what?
She
There's
didn't wear any clothes.
There was a bird girl in Stuart Little?
Yeah, it's a sequel. The bird.
And she wanted to fuck.
I did not know this, because my question was, what happens when Stuart Little got, like, became an adult? Do you think he tried to fuck humans? Or like, mice? Or what? But I guess he tried to fuck the bird girl.
I don't remember the book much as a kid. He just kind of drove around.
He was like an evil falcon.
He wore like riding gloves and goggles and just kind of drove around. And
oh, kind of like Mr. Toad.
Yeah, he was a little bit like Mr. Toad. If you really think about it.
It's just like, I think like before like 1950, like all like animal book characters just like drove around with gloves and like goggles on. They thought that was funny.
They were the idle rich.
Like, I don't get why they thought that was funny. That's not even like a thing. It's just kind of like
how
Mickey Mouse didn't ever really do anything.
The idle rich who were eccentric and bought fancy town cars and also had weird sex.
Oh, like Stuart Little does. Do you think Stuart
Little
like crawls up inside people?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think he did? Somebody just like shoves him inside their pussy?
Yeah, or butthole.
Or butthole, and he's just like digging around in there?
It's 2015. Well, I guess it wasn't 2015 back in Stuart Little's time.
Well, no, they would shove him inside the butthole because they were saving themselves for marriage, and it was okay if you shove a mouse man inside your
butthole. Oh, yeah. No, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still just thinking about Mr. Okay. Toad. That was a good reference.
What's up with Mr. Toad? What's you know what's also pissed me off? Fucking Wind in the Willows.
You don't like the wind or the willows.
I don't like the
like
wind in the willows, and I remember they made us watch that fucking shit when I was in like third grade, and it's like a 3-hour movie or something.
Remember that motherfucker Franklin?
Oh no, my boy Franklin. I love Franklin.
What do you feel about Bear? Why did Franklin wear some clothes, but Bear wore no clothes?
Now, my
some
one
of the
problem,
other animals wore clothes.
What was the Bear show called? What was that show called again?
Well, no, there was a Bear show called Little Bear.
Yeah, Little Bear.
Little Bear was
cool. Friends with a human.
He was friends with a human.
And they were just, man alive, there was a tension there.
There was a weird sexual tension between this girl and this family of bears.
And that goose girl, too. The goose
and
girl.
The goose. Oh.
You know that goose, they're sexy necks.
The bear from Little Bear is a piece of shit.
Got elegant curvature. Bear from
who's
Little
better?
Bear?
Who would put in a fight? The bear from Franklin or the bear from Little Bear?
I think Little Bear would.
Remember Little Bear's mom?
Little Bear's mom was thick.
Did she wear clothes, Little
Bear? Yeah, no. His parents wore clothes. He did not.
He's just naked.
Fuck.
Bear.
He was going through a phase.
He was going through some kind of phase.
Brown bears could get away with it, but black bears can't.
I don't know what that means, bro.
That was supposed to be a comment on. I apologize.
He was just friends with a bunch of like.
Again, I apologize for trying to make political discussion. I'll stay in my lane. I'm sorry.
All bears matter, Russ.
All bears matter.
Bear fluid.
Oh, man.
Bear fluid. Is that honey?
They do love honey. What about Winnie the Pooh? Could Winnie the Pooh fight?
Winnie the Pooh... See, the fucked up thing... Winnie the Pooh wears clothes. Piglet wears some kind of clothes.
He wears half clothes.
You know,
Piglet
for the
wears...
longest time, I had no idea what Piglet was.
What's that thing? What is Piglet wearing? What is that?
I was like, what the fuck is this thing?
It looks like he's segmented like a bug.
This is how what popular culture's done. You can't even recognize a skinny pig or a big pig because they have you know, they push this body image onto pigs, and it's just fucked up.
All pigs are beautiful.
That all pigs. What hey, all pigs wearing? Are beautiful. Alan, what are you implying with my bad parallel to women?
So what's the better show?
I'm just saying all pigs are beautiful. This is what my Dove. This is what my Dove soap campaign told me.
Wait, Alan, how are we not? How are we all? How is everyone just not furries? We grew up with some furry shit growing up. You know.
I'm trying to. I don't know.
Like Franklin the Little Bear.
I'm just trying to find out what the hell Arthur Piglet's wearing.
Mm-hmm. I guess Arthur.
Why did they all look like? Why did they all look like stuffed toys except Rabbit, who just looked like a fucking real ass rabbit?
Because Rabbit's older and he's from a different generation.
That's true.
Why was Rabbit
a more photorealistic generation?
Now, what about Owl? That motherfucker. He's like the Neil deGrasse Tyson of the Thousand Acre Woods.
Somebody should go and make woods. A should post that one image of a Winnie the Pooh being trapped in a wall. Post it on the like Gelbaru and then put stuck in a wall. That's one of the text.
That would be good.
Anyway,
you know Winnie the Pooh is thick if you think about it.
If you think about it.
So, yeah, my whole life I had no idea what Piglet was, and I had no idea what gender Piglet was either. You know, Piglet.
I don't
pink.
Know if we.
I don't do any of them need genders? Know. Come on.
Yeah, I don't know if we ever know.
Same with Frieza. I had no idea what Frieza was.
Now here, I've got a problem with Eeyore.
Because he's you.
Eeyore due to you.
What's up with the tail?
It is kind
of such
up.
A downer.
It's kind
of speaking
up.
Of downers, I got an upper here, which is a drug, and I'm going to ingest it. But I also have an upper for the audience. That's right, folks. It's the Robin Minute. Also, we're a half an hour in.
We're half an hour in. All we talked about was like fucking Winnie the Pooh characters.
We said Little anyway, Bear's mom thick, of course.
Let's talk about another character. Well, she's real.
Want me to start Dawn's the timer? Want me to start the fake. Timer?
No, I it's my fucking timer.
You fucking go then.
This is Russ's fucking segment. I wouldn't
I
do
created
this if it
this
were for him.
Out of whole cloth. It's our most popular segment. It's our most talked about. It's our most popular.
Well.
Yeah, well. If you say it enough, it's true. Anyway, we talk about our friend
saying,
Robin, who
Russ
is on the episode. She's on the Felice Yowie Dad episode.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's on this minute, not in a physical form, but in a discussion form.
In a spiritual form. She astral projects herself in here like Professor X or the Shadow King.
And then she glowers at us and complains that we aren't saying the right shit and that our tastes are bad. Anyway...
Just like the Shadow King.
Was Shadow King into his boys?
Oh, Shadow King was all about his boys. He had a bunch of boys.
Are we talking about Yami Yugi or Yugi?
No. I'm talking about Shadow King from Marvel Comics.
Oh, Marvel Comics. I don't know what those are.
He was the Egyptian guy that brain mind
controlled. Is that what the Doom Patrol's on? I only read the Doom Patrol.
No.
Talk about Mr.
Robot. You know me. I'm an X-Men boy. And what about Skin, the guy that had 6 feet of extra skin attached to his body?
What did Mr. Doom do? Who's the name of the dad in the Doom Patrol?
I don't care about the Doom Patrol. I don't know who
they are. You know, the Doom Patrol's cool.
They were on Titans
for a bit.
Yawn!
What about...
The cartoon.
Hey, about Robin.
Hey, Monty. Let's talk about Robin. Okay, starting in 3, 2, 1. Let's jam! Anyway, Monty, you've just recently entered the Robin world. What do you think so far?
My mic fell out. My headphone fell out. What?
What do you think about Robin?
She's good.
What do you think about Robin?
She is a beautiful woman with great taste. And I ship it. I ship weeping. Can you ship yourself?
You can't ship yourself with other people.
You bastard.
Ship myself with everyone.
It's creepy.
It's weeping.
You're shipped with everyone?
Yeah. Seems like
except
it.
Except me. I'm unshippable, says Ravi.
We don't have a good name. Would it be Russi? Would it be...
No. Russin. That can't happen.
Hey, you know what? Fools don't Russ in.
It's true.
Or only fools Russ in. Whatever.
Yeah, only fools Russ in.
Weasel?
Weasel. Riesling.
Yeah, Riesling wine. Ravi said it can't happen, so it's impossible.
That's true.
Yeah.
Ravi's the arbiter of all these...
Arbiter? So he's around for the sequel. Oh, that's the end of the Robin Minute.
Yeah.
That was probably our worst Robin Minute to date.
Probably.
I wanted to talk about Robin.
Well, too bad.
Yeah, too bad. You had a minute.
All right. I'm sorry, Robin. I tried.
No, you didn't. You just wanted to talk about how everybody loves you, and you're apparently the best, and nothing bad ever happens to the Wheat Man. Me and Alan are out here on the fucking corner trudging through the sludge, trying to make a good podcast here.
I'm the podcast thought. I'm on the corner.
Ouch.
Oh, you're didn't like mean a, it that way. Oh, you're just like Stacey X.
I apologize.
The mutant prostitute.
Stacey. You love Stacey X.
Stacey X is the coolest X, man.
What about Jubilee? What do you feel about Jubilee?
Jubilee's She's cool. I liked her a lot. I liked her a lot better when she became a vampire for a while.
Wow, that happened?
She became a vampire for a good bit. It was actually right around the same time Wolverine
Morbius?
Died.
Is it Morbius?
You mean Mobius the Living Vampire?
Yeah, Mobius the Living Vampire.
Oh, yeah, from Spider-Man. Yeah.
Yes. It was weird, because for years and years, I only knew him from the Spider-Man 90s cartoon, and he sucked plasma.
He did suck plasma.
I thought that was so cool, that it turns out he just sucks blood in the comics. I'm like, suck the plasma, baby. Suck my plasma. Suck my plasma rod. Mobius, you're hot.
Okay.
What do you think about Waterman, by the way, the Marvel, the Spider-Man 90s cartoon?
You mean Hydro-Man.
Was it Hydro-Man?
It was Hydro-Man. At least that's the name of the one in the comic book. I think he would be a lot more powerful. He should be really powerful, but he's just a dumbass.
He and Mary Jane were co-created, a clone of Mary Jane, a water clone.
Yes, the water clone.
Did she melt it? Did she ever come back?
No, that never happened.
That was so fucking fucked up. I was like, well,
remember Peter the Parker's ending of girlfriend. Monty, did you ever watch the 90s Spider-Man cartoon?
It was like a weird Secret
a little
Wars
bit.
Thing.
I remember that
Storm
the
was there,
dude.
And I was like, yes, thank you.
I remember how Dr. Cyclops or whatever had, like, the glasses.
Dr. Cyclops, fuck you. I hate you. Go back to hell.
The only Waterman I know is Waterboy, and that's with Adam Sandler.
Oh, Waterboy, yeah. That's a weird water sports thing.
It's Adam Sandler pissing off people.
That'd be a better movie. That'd be a better movie than Waterboy was.
Kind of what he was doing to the audience. Honestly.
When Kanye said he's going to wild the fuck out, he's going to go Bobby Boucher, he means he's going to piss on somebody.
Are we going to have to watch The Ridiculous Six for this podcast? At some
Is
point?
The Ridiculous Six the which one's that again?
That's the one that's just on Netflix.
Oh, that's the racist
one. It was racist.
One.
The one that personally offended Monty on a deeper level.
Yes, the one, the racist film that Adam Sandler made.
Do you want to watch that with us?
Yeah, we could. I could one of these days.
He like they're gonna have a Native American name, like he who poos his pants, and we're just gonna cry.
I mean, that's those are literally the names that are like in the movie.
But really?
Yeah, like it's like literally just like a bunch of like fucked up names like that. Like that you made a joke, but that's like actually what's in the movie.
Oh man!
Like it's shit. It's that kind of level of humor.
I hate it. And then is Taylor Lautner?
Yeah.
Actually Native American. That's a thing I've always
part,
he's part. He's part. Like he's a Johnny Depp part. Like I could do
he's
this.
He's also
like
a werewolf too.
He's part werewolf. Oh, that was offensive. I was like, not your shield. Not your werewolf.
Remember Twilight
shield.
Was out and like Twilight was good because when Twilight was out, like all the white girls in white school were super into Native Americans because of Twilight when that came out.
You got a lot of play then, huh?
New Moon. So I had a lot of high school girlfriends
like,
because of that. A lot of
you're just
of
like elbow deep in that strange then, huh?
What was that?
You're just like elbow deep in that strange then, huh?
Yeah, I had to read all the Twilight books because I needed to know what was going on. And
yeah, you're flipping through a lot of different pages. I get you.
Flipping through a lot of different books, V books.
That's me flipping through pages. That's my flipping through pages noise.
Anyway, we've really got to get to Domino's Goes.
We've just been talking about fingering and,
that was you.
And awful yeah. Marvel characters. Okay.
You two really need a release.
Also, Edward or Jacob. Come on, guys. Speed it
Jacob.
Up.
Jacob.
Are we talking about Edward Scissorhands? Because I'm going to vote for him.
I pick Edward.
Okay, fart, John Henry.
Hey, what if I just like Edward Scissorhands? I like that movie. Shut up. Anything about
it's
Ed Wood?
Jacob, by the way.
Yeah, are we talking about Ed Wood?
And I know this dude on the person. It's Jake. So she calls him the movie. Anyway. Jake. Remember when Jacob fell in love with like Belle's like daughter?
The fucked up puppet daughter.
The weird daughter thing. And then like
weird daughter Jacob. With crazy eyes. The weird fucked up baby. Now, Russ, you love fucked up baby.
Yeah,
you love
I
the
do
fucked up baby from American Sniper. You gotta look at the fucked up baby from
Dead
the last
Space
Twilight.
2.
No. Those are good too, but the fucked up baby puppet.
I never watched the movies. I'm a book first man guy.
Book boy.
I like the books, but. What was the one with the spinoff? There was a spinoff where they were like vampire teens that were like going to die or something. Yeah.
Lost Boys.
Remember when Twilight came out and they like reversed the genders or whatever?
Starring the big boss himself. That never happened, but the 50 Shades of Grey did that.
No, I thought it did happen. I thought the author released.
No, it did happen.
Yeah.
They just literally like went through and like word replaced all the pronouns.
Well, fuck you.
Look at this terrifying baby, Russ.
I'm going to look at this baby. If Skype actually opened.
Okay, before while we look at this terrifying
Jesus!
Baby.
Jesus!
Yeah, man.
Oh, look no.
Oh, my like internet is dragging.
I hate this baby.
Oh, the worst.
Yeah, it's fucking...
Oh, white people. Am I right?
Yeah. You should apologize for a lot of things right now.
Russ,
one
time.
Of them is this baby.
Sorry, we as white people. Is the where does the picture pop up? Do I have to watch the video?
No, it's in
no,
the
it's just in the no, it's just in the article.
Oh, my internet is dragging.
Oh, this I'll tweet out the picture and people can
tweet the picture of the baby. Okay, anyway, it's Domino's Goes, our hottest pizza segment.
Let's go to the opposite of something very pleasant and makes us happy. It's pizza.
Yes. So this week I ate I had some CC's, but I had it takeout because you can do that.
Which is still crazy to me.
You can do that, and it's actually wicked cheap because the pizza is like $7 for a large pizza.
They throw it into your lap, a la Hellhammer.
They just throw it. My dad walked in there, and they just threw like 5 pizzas at him.
Luckily, they had been sitting up on a heat lamp, so they were just kind of lukewarm.
Yeah.
I feel like we need to talk about what happened to Hellhammer a little bit more. That was really good.
Monty, talk about it.
Okay, so back during the weird Twitter days, there's this weird Twitter dude named Hellhomer who's on Ellen DeGeneres. You guys might know him. But
the grocery turtle.
He was working at Domino's, and this dude came in and tried, like, stealing or something, like, robbing the store. And so, like, as he's getting the pizza, like, he just, like, hit the pizza, and, like, the hot pizza, like, went on Hellhomer's face. And, like, the hot cheese and all that, like, burned him badly. Like, he went to the hospital afterwards. But of course, you know, as you do, he went to the bathroom to take a picture in the mirror selfie with the pizza on him. And it looked like pizza bukkake. And like everyone at the time thought it was fucking hilarious, but like they're trying to pretend they were sad for Hellhomer. But now it's really funny.
Now it's really funny because he was okay. Yeah. And also because he stopped to take a picture of it, because why not?
And it's been a few years.
That's the world we live in.
I thought he died, but he's still around.
You thought the pizza killed him?
No, I thought he just died. He's just been gone. I
can't believe it for the fucking...
I Twitter searched his name. That's not a bad way to go. Even Russ saw he's dead. He's like, wait, did Hellhomer die? Or something. That was good.
Hey, you know, death comes for us all.
In the form of a pizza.
Pizza pecan.
I'm hoping. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, like a thief in the night. Yeah.
I hope that doesn't happen to a lurch. I'm a little scared.
Le petit mort. Hey.
Yeah, like a thief in the night. I eat anything but some pussy. Or pizza.
Anyway, talk about... What did you get from CC's? What was your loadout? What was your Zal loadout?
So from CC's, I had a Supreme, I had a Meat Lovers, and then we also had like the original chicken, flavored one. Or that one was the original chicken. I don't like too much. The original chicken is a white sauce base, cheese.
Yeah, I don't know if they can.
The
really
chicken
pull off
that they
sauce.
Have there at CC's isn't super good. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit too like small, like little tiny like chunks of chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Not that great, and the mushrooms. So it's just kind of a bland pizza. Not super great.
Not enough zest for your taste.
Not enough zest. It's supposed
not
to be
enough verve.
I think it's actually supposed to be like zesty ranch sauce, but it just kind of it's kind of like the ranch that's on like the Domino's ones, and it's like ranch mixed with Alfredo. So it's not.
I kind of like that stuff.
It's not as zesty as that from Domino's. It's like a more toned down version of that.
I feel you.
So it's like. Which is fine because I'm not a big ranch man on my pizza, but you know,
you ranch boy.
How do you feel about like ranches, like dude ranches? How do you feel about
dude
ranches?
About the show Hey Dude, with Adam Scott. Wasn't he on that?
I don't know.
Fuck off. Yeah, I think he was. I wasn't a big fan of that. But the other pizzas were good as always, and they're wicked cheap, so that's good. The dessert pizza is also good. We got the dessert apple pizza. They also have a dessert pizza with Bavarian cream on it. That one's pretty good too. But this one was just apple and has like cinnamon and like kind of like streusels or something crumbled on top of it. And then like some icing. It's pretty good. And then we got the like the Italian cheese bread bites. And those are beautiful. Those are maybe the best thing that we have there.
Beautiful.
The whole thing.
Delicious.
Yeah, they're really good.
That sounds good.
So pretty much same quality I would expect from CC's. You don't have as much of a selection because you're going to be ordering it from, you know, I guess you can make your own pizza or whatever, but, you know, it's a little bit of a different experience from ordering at the buffet. But if you have a CC's nearby and you don't feel like going to the buffet, maybe order some takeout. It's pretty cheap.
I ate there recently.
All we have is a fucking Shakey's. The fucking Shakey's with, like, a Nickelodeon kart racer game, and just bumps me out, because you could just have a Neo Geo. At this point, why does anybody have an arcade console that's not a Neo Geo? Because that's all I really want to
play. I can play some Poppin' Music.
Poppin' Music is its own machine, motherfucker.
I don't know what the fucking Neo Geo is.
The Neo Geo, Metal Slug.
Oh, okay.
King of Fighters.
Okay, I gotcha.
What is the name of the monster game? I own it. What is it fucking called?
No one cares.
Baseball Stars.
What kind of pizza do you eat? Baseball Stars.
Oh, boy. I hit the big city this weekend. You wouldn't expect that from me.
You're a country boy.
Yeah, I'm a country boy. Alan's the city boy, and I'm the country mouse, and, you know.
I'm from South Dakota.
I live in the South, and Russ lives in the Pacific Northwest.
You're like one of those jaunty, fast-talking city slickers, and I'm just I'm like a country mouse.
I'm the legit country boy.
Show me what
boy.
A fucking...
I drive 20 miles to go to work every day. Anyways.
Our closest Walmart is 45 minutes away.
Okay, you're living... Yeah, you live out in North Twilight.
Yeah. No, not really, actually. That's on the other side of this. My sister went to Forks. Didn't have a lot to say about it.
Seems kind of shitty there, I think.
Yeah. It's all those vampires.
All those fucking glittery boys just running
serving,
around.
Serving glassware. Do you think even people who like Twilight at the time remember Twilight still? And we're just the only arbiters of this?
Yeah, we're the arbiter.
Yeah, we are the arbiters. We show up in the sequel and disappoint everybody.
Mm-hmm. We're voiced by...
Keith
David. Yes.
Speaking of Keith David.
So how was your pizza?
We went to a local favorite of my sister who lives in the area. And that's Jet City Pizza, named after Seattle's nickname, Jet City, because Boeing. And she got us some, she recommended some pies. We got, we got your standards, Hawaiian and, sausage and pepperoni, and they broke some rules I'm not usually good with. Like, they put the toppings under the cheese. A death knell to Minnie.
And I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, but you know what, it was good. It was that kind of really they have multiple crusts. They had four. They had your thin, they had your pan, but we got their traditional, which is the what is it called again, the beer battered crust. And it was a very thick, bready, like, it was almost like eating a, you know, like a breadstick pizza.
I'm kind of into that. I mean?
It was very, like, doughy.
It was like an onion ring.
And... No, it's not that crunchy. It was more like a, it's more like bready. That's how I'd describe it. Like, it was very thick carbohydrates. Thick. It was good. Thick. THICC. It was like that one pizza from the Orbitz commercial. It's thick. And we don't bring her up in the oven. We should have her on the show. Sexy pizza.
I'm sure she's available.
With pepperoni boobs? Yeah. Where's Aaron Insurance these days?
Where's Aaron Insurance these days?
Probably being a thought on the internet.
Making out with Kim Possible.
Have you checked your Gilberto tag?
Yeah, making out with the Geico. Kim Possible. Good one.
The Geico. The Geico caveman. Anyways.
Geico Lizard has a cloaca, by the way.
It's true. Wait, wouldn't he just have a lizard dick? Is he a man? Maybe am I ascribing gender onto this?
No. All reptiles have cloacas, no matter what genitalia they have. The penis comes out of the hemipenes come out of the cloaca.
Sure, you got me.
They have internal genitalia.
Well, I was wrong.
So they can't, like. Never mind. Go on.
I leave the lizard stuff to Alan. That's not my thing. But yeah, this was really good. And even having the toppings under the cheese, it still turned out pretty good. Like. It was that very, you know, I love Domino's. They do a lot for me. But, you know, the cheese will always be kind of fakey because it's not, you know, it's a big national chain. It's more the toppings and the crust than it is the sauce or the cheese. And it was nice having that very, like, fresh pizza. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. Alan, what do you mean?
You know, Under the Cheese is my favorite Scarlett Johansson movie.
It's true.
Is that how you bring up your dick? Oh, it's Under the Cheese.
Oh, that you've read my fan fiction, Monty.
Yeah. I haven't actually.
Hey, do you want a sausage pizza?
Oh, you mean Big Sausage Pizza? BigSausagePizza.com?
It's something to cheese, babe.
Anyway, let's stop talking about Alan's dick, because we spend too much time talking about it on this podcast anyway. Monty, what pizza did you have?
We haven't talked about Russ's dick in a while. Hold on.
It's curved like a boomerang.
How's it doing? How's it doing, Russ?
I thought it was a vibro slap.
Oh, yeah, that's right. No, I got a new dick reinstalled.
It's a boomerang. It's an actual boomerang.
Big news.
It's like, you know, boomerang. Raiden's, like, white blood, like, crazy robotic cybernetic parts?
Mm-hmm.
I have one of those installed now.
It's like your dream.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was like your dream where you were riding.
Shut up. For personal stuff. Bring that up on the podcast.
Anyways. So, the pizza I had this week.
Times.
I guess for actual pizza, my dad usually makes pizzas. My dad makes, like, okay, like, all right, pizzas. But
like a bubbly.
I finally had the Mexican pizza that Alan hypes up. It was probably one of the better things I've had from Taco Bell in a while, honestly.
Yeah. I disagree. I didn't like it very much. That was okay.
You. Here's my thing. I don't really like Taco Bell that much. So, like, it was okay.
What?
Yeah. I'm one of those dudes.
I don't get
it. Here's the thing. I hate sour cream. I fucking hate sour cream.
Well, there's no sour cream on the Mexican
there
pizza.
Isn't, but I got the meal, and it comes with the Taco Supremes. And
I do not trust any of Monty's
First of all, I don't buy any meal combos at Taco Bell, because what the hell are you doing?
Here's the thing.
I will if I don't have soda at my place.
Yeah,
it makes it.
I might buy
a
box.
I'm at lunch.
I have had boxes when they advertised the PS4 thing, because somebody on Giant Bomb called it and said they got a PS4 from it once. I'm like, I could win one of those.
The Destiny box. I remember buying like a couple of those once.
Like, I know. I bought like two or three. I was weak. Listen.
But the Mexican pizza.
Here's what I liked about it. I like the beans. I like their beans in general. I usually get, if I go there, I usually get the bean burrito a couple times. Mm-hmm. But I like the beans on it. I like the sauce. It was all right.
Can I ask you a question?
It was a nice crisp. It was a nice flaky. Like,
is there chili cheese burritos? Just a bean burrito with cheese? Like, I don't. What is the chili cheese burrito?
Would that be sauce?
I never had that. I guess. I don't
know. Maybe. We don't know. Who's to say?
But yeah, I don't like sour cream. Also, I'm from South Dakota, so don't take my like Mexican food opinions seriously. Because I haven't had.
You did say that guacamole was like salsa.
Listen, I was just trying to get under your skin and it worked.
I fucking hate your guts.
Just proved you're an idiot. Like, that's just all you did.
It just proved that you have bad opinions about Mexican food.
Sour cream's,
you know,
bad, though. Sour cream's,
I was
bad.
Happy at first. I was happy at first that you came to our podcast. You did spend the whole time talking about cum. We've barely discussed any cum. We've talked more
barely
evil babies.
The most we've talked about cum is your weird robot blood.
I was gonna say that sour cream tastes like fermented like marshmallows or some shit. I fucking hate sour cream. What's the point?
What the hell? No.
It's like a gross yogurt. What's going on?
No, okay. It does kind of remind me of Greek yogurt.
Yogurt's good too.
But I like Greek yogurt.
Here's the thing: sour cream's okay
problem,
if it's
Monty,
like mixed
think,
with stuff, I guess. If like,
I think
like mix it up. But like the worst thing ever is when you get like a Crunchwrap, and like you take that last bite, and sometimes you either get it with like nacho cheese as your last bite, and it's like nacho cheese bite, or it's just sour cream hell. It's just one glob of sour cream and
maybe
tomatoes.
Maybe your local Taco Bell's fucked up.
I could probably eat a spoonful of sour cream right out of the tub.
Okay, now Russ, I'm going to actually kind of side with Monty here, because sour cream is something that white people put on Mexican food a lot. Like
it's supposed to ease the spice away. I don't like sour cream.
It's to ease the spice away, and it's okay. And you can put sour cream on some things, and it's okay in moderation. But like, I remember one time, I had a friend over when I was in like elementary school, and my mom made like, it was just like, it wasn't even anything spicy. It was like tostadas, and it was like beans and like potatoes. And I think it might have been like, I don't even think it was the spicy chicken tostadas, because sometimes she makes like tinga, which is like the spicy chicken shredded, and that's like really spicy. And like a lot, she put like, you know, you put sour cream and then the chicken on top of it and then some cheese, and that kind of balances it out. But like, I had a friend over, and she just like made tostadas with like potatoes or like some like beans or something on it, and it wasn't very spicy like at all. But he ate it, and then he's like, "Oh, this is too spicy." And then he just poured sour cream all over it. And he's like, "This is good. I like this." And we were all just staring, like mouth agape in horror.
I like sour cream as a robust flavor, but not. I would never use it.
Russ, it's not a robust.
That's my thing with Mexican food.
That's a complimentary flavor.
Places around, like, we have some dudes from like Guadalajara and shit.
Okay.
Like, so they do all right. I just don't like I just don't like guac and sour cream. Like, I just rather have
guac.
Mexican,
I think, is
good food.
If you get authentic guac.
That's so funny. I'm not like a sour cream fanboy, but
you gotta take one side of it. You gotta either be hardcore against it.
It can't be sour cream. No, I think sour cream should only be used to complement things.
It's like the sriracha exactly Mexican same. Food.
It's something that white people just kind of added in there.
White people, we invaded.
Like the only good thing white people have made is ketchup. Throat. Ketchup's all right. I like ketchup. I'm a ketchup.
I think actually white people stole that from the Chinese. I think we stole.
I'm not a ketchup fan.
Ketchup's good. Well, what actually, about like with a French fry? That's
all condiments and spices were basically stolen by somebody else.
That's kind of why white people took over the world. They just wanted to fix their shitty food.
Because otherwise they'd just be like eating fucking mayonnaise all day.
Man, our food fucking sucks. Let's change
this. Germs, and mayonnaise. That's
like they didn't even have fucking pepper. Like what were they doing?
Yeah.
Just like eating salt. It's like eating salt and mayonnaise.
Guns, germs, and mayo. We were eating eel pie.
Anyways, Mexican pizza is good. I'd get it again. I wouldn't get the meal because I don't like the Taco Supremes, of course, sour cream on the tacos.
How do you feel about the cheesy gordita crunch? Because it doesn't really have
cream,
but it has
that. That's been usually my go-to. My go-to, but I also feel really sick.
Is that the one with the soft taco shell and the normal shell?
Yeah.
I just get the double-decker tacos because I like the refried beans more.
Yeah, I love that cheesy gordita crunch.
It's good. Yeah, have you guys had that double-decker taco?
Yeah, I've had it.
I mean, it's whatever.
I like it.
I don't feel like... We are talking a lot about Taco Bell. Let's move on.
On our pizza podcast. Hey, we're such fucking losers.
Hey, speaking of white people, I've got a news story. It's about a mysterious pizza startup called Easy as Pie that's opened in the Bay Area. They're billing themselves as the Uber of pizza.
Oh, God.
You set your location. You choose a pie.
I'm sorry. Can I apologize again?
What?
Russ hates Uber jokes, I guess, for whatever reason.
Russ hates. Let's just get out of the way. Russ hates comparing anybody to the Uber of anything.
I just hate Uber. I think Uber's a bad organization.
I mean, they're crooked and bad.
They're so bad.
They're very bad.
I hate when people. I think it doesn't help that people compare themselves. Like I'm the Uber of nerd complaints because I'm here to you've ordered up a little Star Wars knowledge and I'm gonna drop it on you.
I think you've been Chewbacca very good because I've never seen an Uber joke before until like you showed me that joke.
I haven't seen a joke, but I've seen a million other startups comparing themselves to Uber.
I think that might
because
be
everybody's always trying to be the next thing that's going to disrupt the market. But the thing is, everybody hates Uber, and I only have ever used Uber because using a cab is super expensive, and I don't want to spend money. But I hate Uber; it's very bad.
I only ride what's their big competition again?
Lyft,
because I love that fist bump.
Oh, I. See, I would be down with Lyft if they didn't have the big pink mustaches on their car that makes me look like a dweebo. And I don't want to fist bump people. I don't want to touch anybody.
I like going for that fist bump and then grabbing their hand and holding it for too long.
I don't like that. I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't even like. I don't. To be honest with you, I don't even like getting in the Uber because these people ask like, "Hey, what are you doing? Why are you going to the airport?" And I'm like, ah, please. Stop this.
You should lie and say you're the headless horseman and you're going to go eat some human hair.
Is it wild? I've never heard of Lyft.
You're a dull hand.
You've never heard of Lyft?
I've never used an Uber either.
Well,
how do I know this stuff? And I'm the country mouse.
I live in South Dakota. Why would you need an Uber? We have our own
like ride around
cars.
On horses and like in
do
like
you
tractors,
like on ice skates.
Essentially.
Oh, anyway. Ugh. This fucking pizza. Let's get ack. I'm Kathy.
Hey, Kathy.
Uber
ack.
Every day.
My husband's peeing
pizza.
On me. Water sports.
God, I hate this.
Ack. All these croutons in my salad.
BC. What weird sexual fetish is BC into?
I don't know. What about Mallard Fillmore?
Mallard Fillmore. He's into.
What about the caveman from the far side?
The caveman from the far side. He's into cow tools. Oh, inside joke for all my Far Side fans out there.
The Gary Larson.
Hey, man. Gary Larson's cool. He's my boy.
Anyways,
cool. Okay, every day, Pi Pizza, which is PI pizza, like the math thing, guys, rotates a menu of three different pizzas, usually some variation on a vegetarian-friendly cheese option, a pepperoni option, and then a sausage-based one. When you're not using the first free pizza voucher, each pie is $20, which includes the tax, tip, and delivery fee. So it's all-inclusive. Let's see. Also, because it's in the Mission District, the pizza came with a postcard-sized print of a girl in silhouette sitting in front of a car with the headlights on. On the back of the back is the title of the photo, Veronica Mars Fan Fiction Number 4, and contact info for Easiest Pie. So it just comes with this fucking, like, Instagram photo that they printed out.
What? My Veronica Mars.
I don't know. The pizza this person ordered was mozzarella, goat cheese, with shallots, onions, and butternut squash. The pizzas are on the small size and have thin crust, Neapolitan style pizza. So
that sounds fucking stupid.
It might be two or three people with a pie, but it's not very good. It doesn't sound good, and I hate it, and I hate the Uber pizza.
Granted, it's not like butternut squash. I don't like any squash. I don't like any of these weird vine fruits.
Yeah.
Savory umami vine fruits.
Hey, I am not a big fan of it.
I like squash.
The other thing is,
anyways, go on.
You would be. I'm gonna squash you with my giant foot. That's right. I'm a giant sexy woman.
Oh, are you the Monty Python foot?
Yeah, I am Monty Python. They jerk off to it at least.
Yeah.
Anyway. When it crushes the queen.
We are running long. This is gonna be a 2-hour episode, guys.
I'm gonna have to edit all of it. So
yep. So this is
it's on me.
This is a huge pizza news story, guys. Domino's pizza order led authorities to Ethan Couch, the affluenza teen. You guys remember the affluenza teen?
I do not remember the affluenza
teen. The affluenza teen was the one that hit all those people with his car, and then his lawyer said that he suffers from affluenza because his parents were rich and he grew up without knowing what consequences were.
That fucker,
yes. So him and his parents ran away to Mexico. And they got busted because he's 18 years old, and they're trying to track him down and bring him back to Texas because he fled fearing the results of a juvenile probation violation. He was on probation and he violated it in Texas. He dyed his hair black and his fucked up mustache black. And they were staying in, Puerto Vallarta, I think. And they got busted because they called to order pizza. Let's see, before the police descended, he was wearing a backwards hat, can be seen breezily talking to a worker in English before paying for an order of chicken with a handful of pesos. I think he ordered chicken from Domino's.
You know, this chicken is just a good reminder. So many weeks on the show, you share news stories about pizza being used as a tool for evil.
Yeah.
As a tool of corruption and a tool to exploit the weak. But this week, it was a tool of justice.
Yeah, like on the last, a couple weeks back, Monty, there was a New York pizzeria that was actually a front for recruiting for ISIS. Yeah. So yeah, I guess pizza can save, well, not save lives, but it can get us some form of justice back.
Hey, I never made a joke about the Noid actually fighting ISIS.
We should have.
We should have, but it's too late for that now.
Now, have you guys been listening to Serial season 2?
I have.
It's the now, trial
remember,
of the Noid.
Remember when the Taliban was innocent. The Taliban captured Bo Bergdahl, and they were asking him all these questions about pizza in America, and they're like, is the Noid gay? A bunch of stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. It was pretty good.
It was pretty good.
I haven't listened to any more Serial.
Oh, well, the joke was that they asked him if Obama was gay. Which is a pretty good own, actually.
Are all women there prostitutes?
Yeah, they're like, do you guys all have sex with animals? Is Obama gay?
That's so good.
And they all drink Mountain Dew. They seem kind
they
of...
love Mountain Dew. They seem kind of cool. We should join the... Anyways...
Hey guys, what if the minions?
ISIS is just drinking Sprite Cranberry, or no, just drinking Sprite Remix, years old Sprite.
Hey, Sprite Cranberry's good.
I never had Sprite Remix. How was Sprite Remix?
Is
Tabs
what's the one that made Drake reveal his robot form?
Oh, yeah, which is the one that made Drake explode?
It's Sprite.
Not cum, that was Sun Drop.
Wasn't that Sierra Mist?
That was Sprite.
That was Sprite. Sprite. Which would.
Now, how do you guys feel about DNL, the upside down 7-Up?
I don't.
See, DNL, instead of being a lemon-lime soda, it was a lime-lemon soda.
That's
I'm not kidding.
Up. That's probably, I don't know.
It was green.
All those sodas taste the same.
It was basically tasted more or less the same, but it was green. Anyway, one more pizza news story I forgot to add to the doc. A town in Italy has banned pizza making over soaring pollution. An edict issued by the mayor of San Vitigliano, just outside of Naples, bans the use of wood-fired stove in bakery and eateries, including pizzerias, unless their owners install special filters. It's because they've had worsening air quality, and this ban will stay in place until March 31st.
Mm-hmm.
By this order, people that breach this will face fines of 1,032 euros, Jesus, which is $1,100.
Do you think people in Naples have a chip on their shoulder because their places sounds like nipples. That's just a thing I've always wondered.
I think so. Do you think they feel bad because of like Neapolitan ice cream?
Well, that's good.
I think they feel bad because no one thinks about Naples when they think about, you know, anything. I don't think about Naples.
Does anybody think about most anywhere in Italy?
I've been to Italy. I didn't even know Naples was a thing in Italy. Oh, yeah, I did.
Really?
I knew about Naples, but, you know, when in Rome, you think about Rome, you don't think about Naples.
You always think about the nipples, though, on the statues.
So, you love some petite, flaccid cocks.
Oh, because...
That's my favorite part of all this. Yeah, hey, it looks like mine. Anyway.
It looks like a boomerang. It looks like a robotic
It's a vibro slap. No, it's a robot now. That's right. It wields a sword, a vibro sword that lightning shoots through. My dick is cooler than I am now.
Rules of nature. What I'm
saying. How can we...
Ladies keep talking to my dick. It has polite conversation. Yeah, it does.
Damn.
It's a fleshlight.
Is it a cool one, though?
It's a cool fleshlight, though.
Okay. Yeah, it's an own hole from J-List.
There's one of those Sailor ones that like, constantly take his virginity away and like put like the blood lube in there.
It has a fucked up blood capsules in it.
I don't know what that is, but it sounds awesome. Good.
Yeah, fucked up.
Speaking of awesome and fucked up, it's Sonic News, Views, Reviews, and Tudes. That's right, folks. We talk Sonic every week, and we got a lot of stuff we got to get through in a short amount of time, so we got to go Sonic fast this week.
Yeah, okay. So, big, huge news, guys. Johnny Gioeli, the lead singer of Crush 40, hints at a possible Crush 40 involvement in the 25th anniversary title. Man, I'm just talking like Russ today.
big old marble mouth.
Big old marble mouth.
My diction is clear and crisp.
Cool. So... So he posted something on Facebook hinting that they might be in the 25th anniversary Sonic game. However, he removed it since then. So who knows? It seems like something they're probably going to be in the 25th
Who's
anniversary.
Who's to say? Do they have any official involvement besides their music being in?
He is actually the motion capture for Sonic.
Oh, really? I didn't, Jun Sano.
Yeah, yeah. He's the only human being that's able to put his mouth on his butthole. That's how he actually does most of his singing, by the way.
Also soloing, like he can just put the guitar under his knees and then he plays it under there. It's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So that guy's a
fucking triple threat. He should be on Broadway.
He should be on Broadway on the Big White Way.
The Big White Way.
So another
Spider-Man the musical. True believers.
Hey Spider-Man. Turn out the dark.
Turn out the dark. And all those mean nasties of New York.
Oh, now what about the geek the geek chorus, which is like the Greek chorus, but it's a bunch of geeks. Remember when that was in the musical?
The geek chorus.
I fucking hate Turn Off the Dark.
I should have been in. I should be part of the geek chorus.
It's just you, Froob guy.
Me, Froob guy. Alan, are we kind of like the geek chorus in your life?
Basically, I'm trying to turn off the dark.
It's true. Speaking of turning off the dark.
Hey, now I want to turn on the light and get a better peek at these special Sonic shoes that were shown off at a fan Thanksgiving event in Japan recently.
Yes, are they soap?
Monty, can you look at these shoes?
Yeah, they look like Vans, kind of. Like we'd see when you think of Vans, like the slip-on shoes.
They're loafers.
Like loafers, Vans, you know.
I wear loafers a lot, guys, because I'm an old man now. So I wear just like a lot of like nondescript like brown leather loafers. I could get into these shoes. These look like boat shoes.
You know, they're actually kind of cute. I like them. Like,
yeah. Oh, thank you, Monty.
Do you think they'll get me a girlfriend? Because of
you. I was going to say this before you said that, but...
Do you think they'll get me a girlfriend? They'll be like, hey, nice Sonic shoes. Okay, well.
Now, did I tell you guys that I was walking around campus, like, around the beginning of the semester, and I saw somebody with a Sonic, like, pin on their backpack, and I took a picture of it and tweeted it, but, like, I want to know who that person is, and also, do they listen to our show?
Should have got him on the podcast. That's your real fucking
I should have ran up to him and grabbed them.
Be
on my podcast.
Come on, do it. So these shoes are really cool. Speaking of things that aren't cool, though. Sonic Boom, Episode 39, Battle of the Boy Bands.
Oh. So somebody got a chip, you know, a stick up their butt about boy bands and decided to write 11 minutes disparaging... their right to exist.
Somebody decided they had a bunch of Justin Bieber material from 2010 and decided to work it into this episode of Sonic Boom, where Justin Bieber, an idol type boy band man, becomes really popular with all the girls.
The girls, because girls love it.
Because all people are straight in the Sonic Boom universe.
It's fucked up,
presumably.
Yeah. And I really did not like this episode, like, at all.
Nobody does.
I felt like some MRA shit was going on, and like
it was just like, hey, girls are dumb.
Like the Bieber in the show, like Justin Bieber was like not like good looking. Like there's characters in the show that are like cute, like they have a cute thing going on. Like an anime cute thing.
And your fucking sticks obsession.
This dude,
fuck sticks so bad.
Fucking Justin Bieber, like, did not look like he's a fucking. So he has these buck teeth because he's a beaver, and it's just like I didn't get it. I think
that's right, folks. He was a walking, talking vagina.
They just wanted to.
That would be better.
They just wanted to make a Justin Bieber joke. So he's like, oh, why not Justin Bieber? And it's just It reminded me of dudes who like only listen to like Nirvana and fucking Pearl Jam and they real music.
And then at the end they rock out. Because the kids love
it. Turns out the real music is rock and roll, not this sound tools assisted bullshit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, really? Okay.
Rock and roll. That thing people have been listening to, definitely.
Like
young people definitely
love Sonic
rock
Boom,
and roll.
I don't want to fucking hear this message these dudes are trying to do. And they have that weird thing where they're like, oh man, what bad writing.
They do that a lot. They call out like, hey, this is a weird plot contrivance, and then they do it.
Then they do it. The Matt Hazard effect. The Matt Hazard technique.
It's fucked
good
up.
Content.
You can't do that.
The band fucked up. It was just overall a sad day. And it just reminded us about these people probably get paid better than we ever will be more successful in Hollywood, baby.
Now, you know what I think will brighten your day, Russ?
A handgun, a single bullet, and the courage to do what's right?
No, a toot of the week.
Oh, yeah, that will. That's much better than what I said.
So, Monty, I can't remember the toot that we covered when you were on there. I think it might have been Nikki the Hedgehog, because she was thick.
Now I don't feel Monty was around. I think he was back in the Archie.
Yeah,
it was back
in
the Archie.
We did a bunny last time, remember? And like,
oh, we did a bunny. Yeah, we did Bunny Rabbit when you were on.
Wait, no.
Not Bunny Rabbit. No. Bunny Rabbit's way too big.
You guys did some, like, lizard.
No, we did Bunny Rabbit when Monty was on.
He did some shitty rabbit. Sure? He did some shitty, like, lizard dude.
Oh, we did Trey Scales. Yeah, that was it.
Trey Scales.
Yeah, Mr. Steal Your Tude.
Yeah, Mr. Steal Your Tude. He was the one who betrayed the Not Hull Alliance.
Freedom Fighters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, he was an evil snake man.
He linked his
so
tube.
We've started
he
going into Sonic. I'm gonna link it in a second. Before I do though, I want you to tell me what you think this character looks like based on the name alone. So Monty, we've gone into fan characters that people have made on the Sonic fan character wiki. So I want you Russ, do you remember Nikki the Hedgehog a while back?
Yeah, of course.
Well, this is Nikki the Husky, in parentheses, Dark Mobius. So it's N-I-K-K-I, the Husky.
Oof.
What do you think she looks like, Monty?
Thin, like thinnish, like a thin for a husky. She's dark. She has like a dark thing going on.
I bet one of her eyes has like a patch of dark
like a
fur,
like a Shadow the Hedgehog
white.
Thing going on.
Okay. Okay.
I think she's like a white and silver, and she has a patch of black over one eye. Her eyes are red. I bet she either has a sword or a gun or both.
So I'm going to go ahead and tell you that Nikki the Hedgehog, or Nikki the Husky, is exactly the same as Nikki the Hedgehog, except they changed her from a hedgehog to a husky. Oh. Except this Dark Mobius version. So Nikki the Hedgehog was a pink hedgehog lady. And this is Nikki the Husky now. Yeah. So this is Nikki the Husky now.
Oh,
and this is Dark
fuck.
Mobius version.
Oh, shit.
So as you can see, Monty, she is not thin at all.
Oh, she is thick.
She is thick. Look at those thighs. So she's from Dark Mobius. So a lot of her information is the same.
So what's
her alias,
Dark Mobius in the Sonic?
Dark Mobius is an alternate future timeline.
Okay, so I heard Dark Darkest. Mobius, and I just assumed that she'd be like edgy.
What is?
Yeah,
Sonic. Is that where Sonic lives or Scourge?
No, that's a totally different zone. That's totally.
Where does Scourge fit into this?
Scourge is a normal timeline Mobius.
Oh shit!
Her age: 35 years old physically, 508 realistically.
Nice.
Height 3 feet tall.
She's
okay.
35 years old. What?
Eyes red. Clan Upier. She is a vampire or half vampire, half husky. Her hair is amaranth pink. Her eyes are red. Her fur is
pink. I got
pink.
That.
Hey.
Yeah, yeah. Her skin is fair. Weight 68 pounds. Occupation, princess.
What does that mean? Her, how can skin be fair?
I think they mean like the muzzle part, like Sonic. Like that's peach color.
I guess. I assume I guess. That was hair too. I don't know.
I don't know what that is. It's like the tan part. Let's see.
Her theme is a corpse party.
Wait, what?
Her theme is a corpse party song.
Yeah, her theme is corpse party. Likes getting her way. Challenges, manipulating people to get what she wants.
You didn't
wants.
Even say her occupation.
Oh, it's a princess.
She's a princess.
Torturing, you killing, know, destroying.
That's my job. Listen, I'm a baron. It's what I do for my job.
Yeah. Dislikes most women, being insulted, being bored, being underestimated, mind games.
She's not like other girls, by the way.
Being called a bitch.
She's real.
Being ignored, her second half, Amelia, sadly temporary success, after she snapped into physical rage. Her timeline counterparts are Nikki the Husky, who is the present Archie counterpart, which, Monty, if you want to open that link, that's what previously Nikki the Hedgehog... Well, actually, that's not Nikki the Hedgehog now. That's a different version. I think we looked at the Boom counterpart. They changed the art around. This person is
so
mixed up. This person has mixed up everything. I'm so confused by this.
This is so complicated. Multiple levels.
No, you're watching the Sonic Boom one too. Sorry.
Yeah, but she's thick. Before she became crazy, evil psychopath and insane, she was once a sweet, kind, gentle child who always seems like protecting her friends. But after her mother was killed and slaughtered in front of her, the girl lost completely control of her emotions and eventually, at the end, herself. But however, she is complete. Similar to Raphael 2003 personality, which, if you click that link, hold on. I mean, Raphael, the 2003 TV series of this links to the Turtlepedia, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. Just to make sure that that's what it is. After a few years, she grows up. Nikki personality become cold, cruel, and heartless. Spend years of vengeance by killing and torture innocent people. Which shows it was sort of fun for her watching people be killed and slaughtered as payback. It sadly shows Nikki's future went completely bad and horrible wrong, similar to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles episode Same As It Never Was, where in another alternate dimension, Master Splinter died without Master Splinter in their life, future Donatello crying over his grave and losing their sensei as his future self mysterious disappear for 30 years and left his brothers and abandoned them, for which he was never there to calm his brothers down and rethink things, which Leonardo Raphael got into argument and should have come back to help. But future Michelangelo lost his left arm. Future Raphael lost an eye. Future Leonardo went completely blind. But however, Donatello's brothers was still kill in battle against Karai robots.
Oh my God.
Okay, now here's where things really go off the rail, guys. So stay with me here. Her future is similar to Timmy Turner future when Vicky took over the future universe and future Danny. Let me open this again just to clarify this.
Danny
Phantom.
Yeah.
Future Danny Phantom. This is the future Danny Phantom, a.k.a. Dan Phantom, a.k.a. Dark Danny, which is the evil full ghost version of Danny Phantom, by the way. Timeline where Danny cheated on the test. And which results of his family being killed in the nasty burger explosion. And eventually, at the end of his arch enemy, evil side overdoomed Danny ghost half and sadly eventually killed his human side, which shows in the present timeline they did not want her present dimension counterpart self to suffer the same fate as Nikki did. Despite her evil ways and negative behavior, she seems to be shown having a childish personality, just like Sachiko Shinozaki. Who,
what
let me double check this. I believe that's a Naruto character.
No,
it's Corpse Party. Okay.
That's her theme.
Danny Phantom, Timmy Turner, Fred from the Flintstones, fucking Michelangelo, and you know, Corpse Party. The canon. The literary canon.
This is the canon, guys. These are all the characters that this is. What is Corpse Party, Monty? You know what it is.
The archetype.
It's a game. It's a game where, like, anime girls and
stuff. Well,
shit.
It's more like a VN.
Yeah.
Not a real
yeah. Movie. Like Vision or
just like 12-year-olds get fucking murdered.
Yeah.
But... Oh, like Danganronpa.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
Oh, it's a bad.
But Danganronpa's good. And
I'm just, Course Party I just, is bad. You know, I honestly just picked this one because she was thick. And then I figured Monty would appreciate that. But then things really went off the rails.
Course Party's the thing edgy teenagers love from Hot Topic.
Yeah.
Yes, not Hot Topic nowadays, because Hot Topic nowadays is full of memes. But
yeah, it's just memes.
I've actually got a shirt from Hot Topic recently. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
It was what kind of shirt was it? A fucking
Rage Face? It is Diamond Dogs.
Oh, okay. That's actually cool.
Yeah, Diamond Dogs are
good. I'd like to buy one of those, actually.
It's depressing it comes from Hot Topic, though.
Yeah. What do you think about Nikki, Monty?
I definitely get that a teenager made this character. I hope.
Is she your type?
Definitely.
The girl or Nikki?
She's a little too yandere for me.
Really?
She's
not
thick.
Just because she's 35. Come on.
She's thick. I mean, if I was like a hedgehog or whatever.
Or husky.
Or husky. Part husky, please.
We learned what your hedgehog persona is. What do you call it?
I usually stay away from the alias, a self
aka Jessica Jones alias.
Selfish bitch by Shadow. Crazy bitch, evil Nikki. Insanity Nikki.
Insanity
you know
Nikki.
Ellen, I'll leave her for you.
I want her to kill me.
What I don't understand anything you're saying right now.
You go for it.
He's just reading aliases from this. I think we need to get away from this hellhole because it's gonna keep. Nikki's gonna drag us
now,
down into the.
She's not as good.
Universe.
What was the name of the girl with the two personalities?
Oh, that was a different. There's been several.
Karja? Was it Karja?
Oh, she had like a weird garbage made up name.
Yeah.
I still
she's
like her.
Cool.
Likes.
I like. She's still better than this Nikki.
Let's jump through the questions. We're gonna have to cut a couple of them because we're gonna. Lenore asked, "What does Eggman eat on his pizza?"
Oh boy, alive! Probably eggs.
Probably eggs, but that seems too good. Maybe.
Yeah, that might be too good. He probably does like fermented eggs, Korean fermented eggs,
thousand-year-century eggs.
Yeah, and then diarrhea.
Yeah, diarrhea.
And he eats it.
Okay, Rin asked, "Do birds eat pizza?"
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, they eat anything.
Pizza rats, rats with wings.
They are rats
yeah,
with
you
wings.
Remember Pizza Rat? You guys remember that?
Hey, that hot meme of 2015.
2015, oh man. Better times.
Yeah. And what about this next? Do you want to handle this next question, Monty?
Our good buddy and pal, Lurchin, she asks, does Tails masturbate with his tails? And if yes, is it dick play or ass play?
It's got to be dick play.
So you think Tails wraps his tails around his front side and jerks his dick with it?
Yeah, he's like a towel.
I wouldn't like really consider it dick play or ass play. I just consider it like another thing.
No, I think what she's asking is Tails playing with his own ass with his tails, or is he playing with his dick with his tails?
Well,
yeah, he's playing with his dick.
Is the tails a dick?
No. I don't think she's saying are tails dick or ass. She's asking does he play with his dick with his tails because his tails are prehensile.
I mean, I'm sure horny teenage tails will do this at one point.
You know what? Let's stop. Monty is ineligible.
I don't know what's going on. I don't know all these.
Does Tails fiddle with his own dick with his tails?
Yes.
Or does he fiddle with his butthole with his tails?
Yes.
He does both. You think he does?
He has both.
Oh, he has two tails. Yeah, he can jerk off his dick with one tail and shove the other tail in his ass. Yeah, of course.
I feel like it's just dick.
You feel like it's just dick. Maybe I think sometimes he just focuses on the dick. I think other times he sticks one of his tails in his ass.
I bet he did it once between his butt and he felt bad about it.
I think he has less feeling.
And
then
he didn't learn
tails,
later until he learned to accept
one of
himself.
His tails, he has less feeling, so it feels like it's a tail from someone else.
He feels like what he does is he sits on his tails beforehand. So
have you guys ever tried that?
They're numb.
With your hand? Sitting on your hand?
No. Stranger? No.
It hurts because when your hand falls asleep, it hurts. Like I got the
Some
needles.
People like the pain. I don't know.
And hey.
Well, I mean, I do like the pain, so I'm interested now. But God, another question
this.
For our dear friend.
I'm glad this isn't the episode my mom listened to.
Where we should get her to listen. Alertion asks again: which Sonic characters masturbate to femdom porn?
I think Knuckles because
you don't chuckle.
Yeah, Knuckles because Rogue, of course,
and Rouge.
Rouge, I always call her fucking Rogue. She's my deviant art.
No, Rogue is a member of the X-Men.
Do you think Rouge
She's
actually masturbates
the
to femdom porn?
Well, yeah.
I don't think she does anything bad. Have you seen what she looks like? Yeah, I don't think she might like maybe like lesbian domming porn, but I don't think.
I think Roge is a lesbian.
That's almost canonical, actually, in the
that's
cartoon.
That's true.
In the cartoon, Sally? she turns a lady police officer's gay.
I'm still really sad that Sally's like not in the games.
Because you just want to fuck Sally.
Sally sucks.
Sally's my girl.
Sally's good. You see that vest, man?
She wears denim. She's a big Bruce Springsteen fan.
She's a fucking John Cougar Mellencamp fan.
No, Bruce Springsteen. She's got some taste, at least.
God. They're sucking on chili dogs outside the
you love that lyric, man.
I love that fucking... sucking on chili dogs. That's the essential Sonic
Billy Joel wrote that. You're so into it. Fucking asshole.
Hey, only the good die young.
Yeah, because whenever they want to jump off the bridge, all the bad people, Billy Joel saves them and takes them to their terrible, terrible music.
He's like, care on.
Does Billy Joel own a restaurant?
I don't think so.
He should, if he does, so then I could Italian take a one. Big fat shit in their bathroom. Clog into their toilets. Little extra
revenge.
Well,
you fall into these toilets all the time, Russ.
They probably ask
this next question from our dear friend Dom.
So Dom asked, if you were a pop punk band, how many shirts with Sonic eating pizza on them would you sell? So if we were a pop punk band, what would our name be, by the way?
Oh, gosh.
I used to be really good at this, so I listen to a lot of pop punk. Don't listen to a lot of
Yeah, you're the expert here.
Yeah.
It had to be something with speed, something related to speed. So,
speed.
The flash.
Flash
emotions. Flash emotions.
That sounds too good.
I don't like that.
Flash emojis.
No. Flash emojis.
I don't know. Flash me the emojis. If Young Thug can sell a Sonic OC of him and shirts,
I need to buy that. By the way,
we can do that.
What is that?
You
Why
seen
is
the
that
Thug
in the
Sonic
news? Why didn't hear about this?
Oh, yeah, I found out about that a while back. It's Sonic. It's him as Sonic. It's like a brown hedgehog that's smoking a joint. And it says Young Thug on it. It's very good.
Good.
Yeah, I'm going to buy it. It's kind of the best shirt ever. So it's very good. So I guess, would all of our shirts have Sonic eating pizza?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Probably. How many would we sell?
Not very much.
Not very much, but I think if we had a pop punk band, Monty would have to be in it. It'd be Monty and Autobite. They'd have to be in it.
And
they'd
I would
probably
be
just
in
do
it.
The singing.
Russ, you'd probably be like, halfway through the show, you would whip me with the cables, with the microphone cables.
You'd be like the roadie. And you'd be constantly like, fucking things up and like dropping all the speakers. I'm like,
and
oh, guys.
Guys, still, can I be part of the band? I can do it.
Ricky, let me play in the show.
There it is. I'm looking at the Young Thug Sonic OC, and I kind of need to buy that.
It's very good.
It's very expensive, though.
It's like $30, but I kind of really want it. We should have Young Thug on the podcast.
You think Young Thug would agree?
Maybe.
He's cool. He wears dresses. He wears dresses and shit.
Yeah, if people wear dresses, that does not mean they're willing to do anything.
That doesn't mean they're willing to be on our podcast.
They have a Sonic OC.
Hey, you know, Young Thug does have a Sonic OC.
I wonder if he likes pizza. Maybe he does. Who's to say?
Everyone loves pizza.
Everyone loves pizza.
Maybe me.
That's the other thing. I was playing Xenoblade this week, the video game Xenoblade Chronicles X. Not as good as any Sonic game, you know, like all games, or any Metal Gear game. Second of the year. However, I was walking around one of the alien spaceships. Spoiler alert, there's an alien spaceship. And one of the aliens said, like, wow, one thing I never knew about Earthlings is pizza is great. I was like, yeah, you've come to a fucking planet.
Yeah.
Hey, if any alien comes to our planet, I'll buy you a pie. Shout out to the aliens.
I hope it kills them. I hope there's some sort of like Earth germs in there and it kills them.
Hey, why do you hate aliens?
I don't want them on my planet.
Gonna make America great again?
Alan, what if
these illegal aliens?
A thick alien babe teleported in your room and she goes, "All right, so I got to take a bunch of cum samples. Do you say yes?"
Monty, what kind of horrible anime are you describing?
This is real
You're
life.
Describing deers. You should stop this.
I'm just imagining these unknowable beings like beaming Monty up, and he's like, "So, when's the cum sample?
Gross cum.
I want to compare Earthling cum to other cums from other galaxies.
Yeah, they're collecting cum from around.
Why would they care about our horrible ape cum? Why would they want any of our horrible, like,
what does
cum
look like on a planet that with lower gravity?
Because of
course, I can answer this.
These aliens want this top top human specimens. They teleport Alan and I, because of course.
Actually,
yeah, because Monty's the horniest person, and I don't know why they picked
me. I'm not the horniest, I'm the thirstiest.
Wait.
You're the thirstiest. They picked me, I'm the horniest.
It's like the Green Lantern. Is there a Green Lantern of thirst? I know there's
the green rings, there's purple rings, there's
yellow rings.
Orange one is greed. Red one's rage.
Black one is death or something. Or
yeah, that one's bullshit. Purple one is like love, so that might count. Maybe.
Monty, what if you got chosen to be the ring bearer of the purple ring bearer? Aren't those controlled by like beautiful warrior women?
Yeah, I think so. And like one of them is a fucking koala man or something. Hey, let's talk about our favorite X-Men again.
No.
I don't know a lot about the X-Men. I don't feel. Besides the cartoons.
So how do you feel about that one guy that was like, what is his name, Shatterstar? The one that was like Wolverine, but better because he could regenerate and move his organs around?
Was that one of... No, in the Ultimate Universe, Wolverine had a kid who became new Wolverine, so that's not that.
Well, he also has the kid Dokken, who's who has different... He's like two claws, and he's like, bye. I know that much. And he also has pheromone control powers to make people horny.
That's badass. That's a good power.
It's actually very good. Shatterstar is the one that's like super regenerating and like... No, wait, he's different. No, yeah, Shatterstar's a different guy.
What does it come with?
Is he stronger than Deadpool?
I don't know how... I don't know how mutant cum works. Shatterstar's a different dude, I think. He's a like a Rob Liefeld dude.
We don't know.
I don't know. He's one of the
new... But
you
know what I do know? This show's over. We need to stop it. I'm going to be up all night tomorrow working on this, so...
I'm so sorry.
I'm excited.
Yeah, we can't talk about Elixir or Dust.
You are totally out of my ballpark. I really do not know that much about...
Yeah, yeah.
That,
oh, well.
That, is that kind of 90s stuff? I don't know anything about
These
that.
Are all just weird X-Men that nobody cares about.
Yeah.
All right. Let's wrap this up.
Is there any X-Men characters that wrap stuff up?
Well, there's Skin, the guy who has 6 feet of extra skin that he can stretch like Mr. Fantastic.
Well, that's
but
I
only
mean,
six
same.
Feet.
This is
it's on my thighs though.
It's actually all the sad thing about Skin is the 6 feet of extra skin is all on his foreskin.
Okay, yeah, I was just about to make that joke. Okay, yeah,
we
can finish up then.
It's like a Tanuki and their mighty ball sack.
Yeah. So anyway, plugs. Follow me at Action Allen on Twitter. Follow the Hogcast at HogcastSD on Twitter. Russ.
Hey, it's Piss Goblin still. Check us out.
Mm-hmm. You, Monty.
And I check out my own podcast. I host a basketball-related podcast with my friends Seth Boyer and Ravi Patel, and we try to be weekly about it, and we have a few good episodes. We're going to try to get the Furry Basketball Association on, where we interview them about their...
We're going to get our boy McKee on. It's going to be huge.
The boy McKee. We're going to get the T-Wolves podcast on.
The Flea Man, McKee the Flea.
Check me out on Twitter, at WeebySweetMonty, and if you listen to this, you probably know me. Just saying.
Anyway, so I think that's about it, Russ.
Yeah.
So, like always,
live and learn.
Say it, Monty.
Live and learn.
Live and learn.
Live and learn.